Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Hard to believe, it's time once again for the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've loaded up the hour with news and features for farmers and producers of CJ Country. On the Farm with Jeff Ishii. Ag RadioNet Farm News with Tim and Tom. Dairy Radio Now and more, all on the way. So let's get it rolling with a visit to the American countryside.
In the late 1800s, this town was in need of a place to hold large gatherings. And what resulted was a true gem. It fell on hard times, but in recent years, local citizens have reconstructed the place to the glory of old and are once again holding events in the historic building. The story is next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In 1794, General Anthony Wayne constructed Fort Recovery in West Central Ohio. Jill Andrews says a town of the same name soon began to grow.
People started building homes outside of the forts fairly quickly. Ohio became a state in 1803, and in 1879 we got a railroad.
The rail traffic turned this frontier town into a place that suddenly needed modern amenities for the traveling public.
They rebuilt all the buildings. You can see them mostly downtown. They're brick buildings with what would have been modern storefronts at the time. As part of that, the Opera House building was built.
That opera house opened in 1883 and served an important need.
Because we were the corner of the Northwest Territory, we had a lot of people and a lot of different religions. So other places in the area, the towns used to congregate at the Catholic Church. But because we had eight different churches in town, they wanted a spot for cultural events in town.
This opera house had some unique features that made it stand out from others.
An opera house kind of in the frontier was a big cultural status. And one of the ways we're a little unique in this, our opera house was painted, like patterns, murals, every inch of it was painted. They did everything from school plays and graduations to a medicine man.
The opera house fell on hard times when a new high school with an auditorium was constructed in the 1930s. But local citizens rallied to save and restore this building. Today it is a place that hosts many events, and the town hosts many people for day trips to see the history and much more in the town that grew up around the fort. Traveling the countryside in Fort Recovery, Ohio, I'm Andrew McRae.
We've got the show rolling, and after a quick break, Tony St. James checks in with Agriculture Today.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
This is Agriculture Today. Grain producers across several states taking urgent steps to protect themselves from Hanson Mueller. This is an Omaha-based grain dealer with elevators in multiple regions. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy November 17th. The filing leaves unpaid farmers in Iowa, Texas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin racing to verify delivery, secure documentation, and file claims through their respective indemnity systems. Now, in Iowa, Department of Ag and Land Stewardship confirmed that any unpaid grain delivered before November 17th may qualify for compensation through the Iowa Grain Depositors and Sellers Indemnity Fund with the strict filing deadline of March 17th. Now, the fund, created during the 1980s farm crisis, can cover up to 90% of eligible losses. Regulators emphasized missing the 120-day claim window, though, results in loss of indemnity eligibility. Well, Texas officials issued a separate alert after receiving reports that producers remain unpaid for recent deliveries. Because Hanson Mueller is licensed federally, not by TDA, Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller urged grain sellers to immediately verify receipts, confirm payments, and consider filing a UCC-1 with the Texas Secretary of State to protect their interest. Now, Minnesota producers delivering grain to the Duluth operation may submit claims through the state's relatively new Grain Indemnity Fund, now faces its first major test. Well, speaking of grains, U.S. grain inspections moved lower last week as soybean and corn volumes eased from earlier peaks and signaled mixed export demand heading into December. Total inspected grain reaching 117.8 million bushels, down from the prior week, but slightly above last year. Now, corn led all commodities at 64.2 million bushels, noticeably week-over-week decline, but still well ahead of last year's pace. Soybean inspections, 23.9 million bushels, sharply lower than the previous week as Gulf loading slowed. Wheat shipments, 17.4 million bushels, supported by strong Pacific Northwest movement. Sorghum, 2.9 million bushels. That's with Mexico and Asian buyers maintaining steady interest. Regionally, Gulf ports handled the bulk of corn and soybean traffic, while the Pacific Northwest dominated for wheat. Well, farmers receiving only pennies of every dollar that consumers spend on traditional Thanksgiving foods. That's according to the National Farmers Union's annual Farmer Share of the Food Dollar Report. Despite elevated grocery prices, share going back to the people who grow and raise the food is strikingly low. Farmers Union says decades of consolidation in food processing, transportation, retail, and input markets have left family farmers with little leverage, while consumers continue facing higher prices with few competitive alternatives. Figures revealed wide disparities between the retail prices and the prices farmers ultimately receive. For example, turkey producers receive just 6 cents per pound on a $2.49 retail price. That's just 2.4% of the consumer's dollar. It's agriculture today.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. That's 800-793-1960. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
We're early in the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, it's Farm Progress America with Max Armstrong.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. As farmers are crunching the numbers for their 2026 crop, fertilizer remains one of the highest cost items in the budget. Lawmakers have taken notice, and a new bill in the House of Representatives could change how the industry is regulated. I'll have more when we come back. Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. Family-owned and run since 1948, Strauss has built one of the most trusted names in workwear. Their work pants are designed like tools you can wear, made with materials up to 5 times stronger than standard cotton, with pocket systems that keep everything right where you need it, and comfort that holds up all day. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the field, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all of the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. The Fertilizer Research Act is in the news again. The bill, introduced in the Senate back in September, focuses on boosting research, improving supply chain resiliency, and giving the USDA more tools to encourage competition in a concentrated global fertilizer market. It's a response to several roller coaster years, with producers facing record high prices in 2021 and 22 and stubborn volatility ever since. The new House bill, introduced by Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, mirrors the Senate's goal of increasing transparency, but it takes a very specific approach. It requires the USDA to complete a comprehensive study of the fertilizer industry within 1 year. That means digging into the factors behind fertilizer pricing, tracking market trends over the last 25 years, and examining how much of the U.S. fertilizer supply depends on imports. The report would also evaluate the impact of anti-dumping and countervailing duties on fertilizer supplies. It would look at industry concentration and review the development of emerging fertilizer technologies. The bill asks the USDA to answer a question farmers have been raising for years. Is the current public price reporting system, including the weekly fertilizer price surveys, really giving producers enough visibility to make good marketing decisions? Hinson says Iowa's family farmers, quote, need greater price transparency and stability, and that this bipartisan bill is designed to deliver both. The companion bill is co-sponsored by Republican Randy Feenstra of Iowa and Democrats Nikki Budzinski of Illinois and Marie Glusenkamp Perez of Washington, a signal that the price of fertilizer is a bipartisan concern. Both the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union have thrown their support behind the Senate bill, with both groups urging a deep dive into competition and pricing. If the FRA becomes law, the immediate impact would be information, but that information could shape future policy. For farmers, that could eventually translate into a more stable market with fewer price shocks and maybe a little more predictability when building a crop budget. I'll be back with more after this.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets makes super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
Yes, the Fertilizer Research Act continues to gain support in Washington, D.C., with a bill before the Senate and now a companion bill in the House of Representatives, plus continued support from nearly every farm and commodity organization. Maybe the FRA is a piece of legislation Congress can get finished. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Today's favorites and the legends follow today's farm show. But now, covering the important stories for farmers in the Northeast, Tom and Tim are standing by with the Ag Radionet Farm News after these messages.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Milk continues to flow very rapidly in the U.S. Last week, Class 3 prices were up a penny, Class 4 up 15 cents, Class 2 down about 6. No change in Class 1, of course, because of the time of the month. Cheddar blocks were up a penny, but the weekly average was down 3. Milk continues to flow across the country. Most recent milk production report, USDA pegged October production just shy of 19.5 billion pounds, representing a year-over-year gain of 3.7%. Growth is similar to recent months, though USDA did revise September's increase down from 4% to 3.8%. Larger herd continues to drive stronger output, but the tide looks like it might be shifting. For the first time this year, dairy producers actually reduced cow numbers by 6,000 head during the month of October, bringing the national herd to 9,575,000 head. Even so, cow numbers are up an astonishing 208,000 head compared to October 2024. Volumes were up across every one of the 23 major dairy states, with California up more than 6%, well, almost 6.9% higher in California. Production this year, of course, was affected because last year H5N1 had affected volumes significantly. After posting an 8.9% increase in September, Idaho's production up another 7% in October, with Michigan, New York, Texas, and Wisconsin all posting increases of nearly 4%. Dramatically higher milk production in the U.S. is coming on top of important increases across other global suppliers, with European milk production continuing to exceed expectations, volumes in the southern hemisphere reaching record highs during their seasonal peak. This milk availability has kept the tone in the dairy markets decidedly bearish. Global dairy trade auction last week saw price index slipping by 3%, with lower prices posted across every one of those commodities.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Quality feed. Margins.
Road activity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. Like all dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Late last week, Case IH unveiled its highest horsepower tractor yet, designed for peak productivity and power, showcased at what's called Agritechnica. They doubled down on power and productivity with their Steiger 785 quad track. They increased the iconic tractor's horsepower by almost 10% over their previous model. The new one offers increased power, 853 peak horsepower, for farmers aiming to get even more done on their operations without decreasing speed. The higher horsepower has a purpose, driving productivity, allowing farmers to handle larger implements and pull those same implements even faster. The precision technology packages are helping with technology features, simplifying ordering, and ensuring customers are equipped with tech suites they need for their operation. Even with the increase in horsepower, it's still a nimble tractor. For single-lane roads, its excellent visibility and maneuverability is optimal for driving experience. Older Steiger quad tracks have held strong value thanks to long-term advantages like connectivity included, providing access to machine and agronomic data without subscription fees, and that will continue.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
The guys will be back with another report tomorrow. When the CJ Agribusiness Report returns, it's On the Farm with Jeff Ishii.
America's military veterans, they are the best of what this country has to offer. They are well-trained. They are disciplined and focused. They are reliable and capable of accomplishing everything put before them. They are men and women who have proven themselves in the most demanding of conditions with dedication and perseverance. And all too many of them have left military service for the unemployment lines. Our nation's veterans deserve better. They deserve a chance to get back into the mainstream and prove themselves in meaningful jobs, serving business and industry as they have served their country. The American Legion urges you to help us in our goal to eliminate veteran unemployment in America. If you're an employer, consider hiring a veteran. If you're a veteran, visit the American Legion website to learn more about transitioning back into civilian life. Visit Legion.org for more information. This message is a service of the American Legion and this station.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Farm Credit has been financing rural America for over 100 years. And just like agriculture is sustainable, so are we. Let us help you establish permanent grazing pastures, invest in a hydroponic system, or purchase livestock. The future of agriculture is important to us, and we're here to help you make it last. Call our office at 1-800-919-FARM to speak with a loan officer today. Farm Credit is an equal housing lender.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, harvest season is winding down slowly across our region, and that's not the only thing that's winding down.
We are just a couple of weeks away from the official end of the Atlantic hurricane season.
November 30th, to be exact, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Usually, those final weeks of the hurricane season are quiet.
As we reach this mid-November point, we have seen to this date 13 named tropical cyclones and 5 hurricanes.
Compared to the May National Hurricane Center forecast of 13 to 19 named storms and 6 to 10 hurricanes. And the August update, that range slightly lowered from 5 to 8 hurricanes.
Based on that August forecast, we are at the very low end of that forecast. In a technical sense, they were right, at least with the August update. But both of those numbers on the very lowest end, 13 named storms and 5 hurricanes.
A displaced African monsoon and very hostile western Atlantic wind-shearing weather systems were behind the lower tropical storm count, and no hurricanes making landfall on the U.S. coast. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia Agricultural Cost Share Funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
If your soil could talk, what would it say? If it's healthy, it may already be saying some good things about your future. Because farmers who use soil health building systems that include no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations report greater productivity, profitability, and resiliency to weather extremes. Learn more about what your soil is saying about its health and your future. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Our pearl of wisdom today tells us to fear less, hope more, eat less, chew more. Wine less, breathe more. Hate less, love more, and all good things are yours. That's your Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
When winter hits hard, step out with confidence in dry-shod waterproof boots designed to keep your feet warm, dry, and super comfortable, no matter how deep the snow or how wild the weather. With rugged but super lightweight soles for grip and insulated for comfort that lasts all day, these boots don't just resist the elements, they conquer them. Check out the Easy On, Easy Off styles for hunting, working, and playing at dryshodusa.com and visit Kelly's Garage, 2868 Route 246 in Perry to grab your pair of dry-shod waterproof boots beyond the original, built to perform.
To stay ahead of the game, you need to keep moving. The CJ Agribusiness Report provides the news you need on the go. And you can always catch the most recent farm show by logging on to WCJW.com and clicking through to the Agribusiness Report page. It's time now for news from the USDA.
We're going to get it off the trailer here, get it into its spot. That's all ready to go. They've got the crane already here. And then we've been working very closely with Jim Kaufman, with the architect of the Capitol, who was actually there in Nevada to select the tree, make that final selection, put everything together. So in the next week or so, they'll be decorating, putting all those thousands of handmade ornaments on the tree, those ones that were all made by Nevadans, and getting it ready for that official lighting ceremony. We hope for a big turnout, and it's really going to be another source of pride for us and for all of Nevada.
The CJ Country Morning Show will follow our farm show. Bill Baker with Dairy Radio Now is up next. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
Life in the military is one of service and sacrifice. For some, that sacrifice includes physical and mental injuries or trauma that will affect their lives forever and their entire family as well. As a grateful nation, it's our responsibility to do all we can to help them return to their families and communities. Let's not allow them to be forgotten and left to fend for themselves. For those who have traumatic brain injury, lost limbs, blindness, severe burns, and post-traumatic stress, rehabilitation and care will become a new way of life. Please join with the American Legion, the nation's largest veteran service organization, in recognizing and supporting our wounded warriors and their families. You can become involved in one of the many Wounded Warrior programs across the nation. Or if you know of a family of a wounded warrior in your community, find out what you can do to help. Go to legion.org/honorveterans to find out more.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets makes super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
For Feedworks USA, I'm John Clark. And with me is a very special guest, Corey Geiger of CoBank. You really are a farm boy who's just followed his dreams.
Just say I'm a Wisconsin farm boy, and I have followed my dreams. And I've had a lot of servant leaders in my life I learned from and showed me the way. And maybe that's one of the reasons I've been involved in so many organizations over time, because I think it's important to pay that forward.
Tell us about this book that's out now.
My second book is out. It's called The Wisconsin Farm They Built, and it just won 3 different writing awards. I'd say it's a good novel that actually happened, so that means it's nonfiction. But I use a process called creative nonfiction, so I narrate what happened. It's based on our 6th-generation family farm. And there's chapters in there about the love of Alice and the death of Alice, but Alice is spelled A-L-L-I-S, is in the Alice Chalmers Corporation, and was once time one of the United States' biggest employers. People working in manufacturing had a lot to do with to win World War II, but my grandpa had all Alice Chalmers tractors. There's stories in there about the little nursery rhyme, Little Miss Tuffet sat on her muffet eating her curds and whey, and so the evolution of dairy, how we at once time fed liquid whey to hogs. We raised over a couple million feeder pigs, and he eventually made it to Iowa. There was a Wisconsin feeder pig co-op, but now we have the technology to extract that whey to the most complete amino acids known to humanity and make some great dairy products with it. I also set that up, like, what does the future hold for dairy and family farming?
Where can they find this book?
On my website, CoreyGeiger.com. It's also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can go to your favorite bookstore and ask it. They can order it from Ingram and get it to you within days. It's been sold to all 50 states, so there's multiple ways to go ahead and get the book.
Your full-time gig, in terms of being a dairy analyst, what's going on with capacity for both fluid and processing milk in the United States?
So dairy is growing in the United States. Between now and 2026, there's $7 billion of new dairy processing capacity coming online. Now, big part of that, about $4 billion of that, is cheese. A lot of it be American-style cheese, think cheddar. So we're going to have 1 billion pounds of new cheese coming online in the next 3 years. But there's other innovations taking place as well. There's parts of the country that are building new fluid processing plants. Now, beverage milk hasn't been growing strong lately, but the consumer is evolving. So if you're building a new plant today, that technology that's going in, we're filtering out the lactose. There's a movement in consumers' circles to consume less sugar. Lactose is, of course, milk sugar. And so those plants that are going in are filtering that out. And then there's some of those plants are doubling down on protein and really fortifying milk with twice as much protein in it. So those are some of the activities taking place.
The whole milk as a category is, seems to be growing.
Yeah, there was a war at one time on saturated fats, and we're coming to learn, and there's studies being taking place at the Mayo Clinic. I think when this science comes back and the research is done, is going to show that these are really important for cognitive ability, especially with development of young people as they grow and mature. So whole milk is a great source of that. Maybe the dietary guidelines from USDA and FDA aren't recognizing that yet. Americans are voting with their pocketbook, and whole milk sales have been growing here the last 10 years.
Listening to you and being on the nutrition side of the business, it seems like there's going to be clamoring for butterfat.
That is absolutely fair. We're really, quite frankly, can't make enough butterfat yet in this country. We're importing butter, the product. It's gone from 10 million pounds of imported butter to 123 million pounds over the last 13 years. That's one way to measure that, John. Another way is we're skimming off a lot of our butterfat and sending milk proteins around the world, but we're keeping butterfat here because of the high demand.
One of the other categories that's growing on the cheese side is the Hispanic cheese.
Mm-hmm. Back in the 1970s, this cheese called mozzarella was just a little infant, a couple pounds, and then came pizza And mozzarella is now the number one cheese consumed in the United States. So we're at now 1 pound per capita, and just 20 years ago we were at 1/3 of a pound.
So you've been with CoBank for a couple of years now.
Yes, CoBank stands for Cooperative Bank. So we work with a lot of not only dairy farmers, but dairy processors as a member of the farm credit system. And the conversations that I'm able to have with customers of CoBank are helping shape the future of dairy and help grow dairy, funding new product innovation. And that's a big part. Dairy is dynamic and growing, and it's a $76 billion category in the grocery store. Dairy is the largest category in grocery, and it's going to keep growing.
Very exciting industry to be part of. For BeWorks USA, I'm John Clark.
News and information for the men and women that produce the food that feeds America. Up next, it's today's Farm to Fork Report with Daryl Anderson. In just a moment.
Harvest may be done, but the work isn't over. Keep your equipment running strong with genuine AGCO parts from Jayva Farm Supply. From fluids and filters to engine, hose, and transmission parts, their expert team will help you find exactly what you need. Visit Jayva Farm Supply in North Jayva or Batavia, or shop online. Featuring trusted brands like Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more, Jayva Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for genuine AGCO parts.
Celebrate the season at the Arts Council for Wyoming County's Holiday Artisan Fair and Sambers Gallery at 31 South Main Street in Perry. Shop beautiful handmade holiday gifts from local artisans and enjoy a holiday violin concert at 1:30 p.m. featuring festive favorites. While you're there, explore the Arts Council gift shop filled with one-of-a-kind local creations, perfect for giving or keeping. Make it a day of art, music, and community at the Holiday Artisan Fair and Sale, December 6th in Perry. The Arts Council for Wyoming County, inspiring creativity all season long.
Without immigrants to fill the jobs, U.S. farmers would be hurting for help. That's next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A big reason why so many farmers and other employers in the U.S. hire immigrant workers, no one else wants the jobs. That's been Brian Martin's experience. He's a fifth-generation hog farmer in northwest Indiana.
Our industry generally today, biggest need is labor-oriented. Part of that is because the rural workforce had a lot of pressure on it, unemployment's low. Seems to be fewer people that truly want a job, and that's resulted in our industry becoming a lot more active in immigrant workers.
Martin says there is an immigration option called a TN visa that allows individuals to work in the U.S. for up to 3 years.
Well, the good thing is you're finding folks that are looking for opportunity, that want to come to work, that are leaving a place and seeing a broad horizon in front of them.
Martin says worker turnover is much less of a problem with the TN visa program.
We focus a lot on the number of our folks of our team who exceed 1 year with us. We want that number to continually rise, and we've seen that be successful through time with them.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Finding the right Christmas tree is as easy as a stop at Burt's Lumber in Perry, where you'll find a great selection of locally grown Bonarski family Christmas trees. And after you've found the perfect tree, come inside Burt's for great gift ideas. Power tools, bird feeders and seed, portable heaters, snow shovels and gloves, and a whole lot more. The Burt's tradition of selling Bonarski family trees dates back to 1980. Grown with love, cut with care. Bonarski family Christmas trees at Burt's Lumber in Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1. A check of the forecast is coming up next. Then Tony St. James brings us information on the American Cattle Report and market close prices.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison dip, Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to intense milk, and their lactose-free milk for life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today's showers, mainly before 4 p.m., temperature rising to near 54 by noon, then falling to around 40 the remainder of the day. Tonight, a chance of rain and snow showers before 7 p.m., and then snow showers, patchy blowing snow after 1 a.m., low around 28. For Thanksgiving Day, snow showers, patchy blowing snow, high near 34. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 51 degrees.
American Cattle News. Department of Justice ready to look into packers. Why? More after this.
When you look at me, you might see
a person with Parkinson's disease.
But if you look closer, you'll see
a warrior mom.
An endurance athlete.
Someone with a lot of fight.
Every 9 minutes, someone is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
And every one of them can turn to the American Parkinson Disease Association.
Look closer.
My spirit is unshakable. Visit APDAParkinson.org to learn more and show your support today.
University of Nebraska at Lincoln Livestock Economist, Elliot Dennis.
Attorney Bondi is going to be investigating the meatpacking industry. Now, this kind of comes on the heels of a past investigation that was really started in 2020 by President Trump, where he announced that he was going to look into the Big Four. Now, that time was a little bit different, right? If we think back to 2020 and why we had higher meat prices, we were dealing with kind of COVID at that time. That momentum was really carried, because of that, was carried into the new administration. President Biden at the time had a large effort to essentially have meat packing transparency. There were some good things that came out of kind of that continuation. We think about new reports that came out. Now we have the formula base price being reported. It was already being collected under USDA MPR. But because of the conversation we started having about base prices and negotiated base, they started to release a base price, formula base price, rather than just a formula net price. Some additional reports as far as cattle transparency. And when you think about it, we had the larger conversation about, you know, the cattle contract library, which was a report of collecting all the formulas and putting it out where producers can see how that base price is being set up. I think some of the timing of where this is coming on the back of an Argentina announcement that kind of decreased trade, higher consumer beef prices, and then kind of once again putting it on the back of the packers seems to be, you know, adding up from at least the political sequencing of how they would do that. But we'll remain, you know, what actually comes of this. You know, a month ago we had two major packers settle outside of court with no fault admittance on settlements for price-fixing allegations. So these things tend to be kind of come up.
American Cattle News.
Whether you've got 100 acres to mow or just some brush out back, Shell Brush, who's boss? Wood's line of rotary cutters match a variety of tractors and applications so you can start clearing tall grass or tough brush right away with high lift blades and deeper decks for a better overall cut quality. You won't find any other rotary cutters that keep your land in line like Wood's. Stop in the Larry Romance and Son at Arcade, Sheridan, and Woodhall to find the right Wood's rotary cutter for your next job.
Come for the cocoa, stay for the connection. Kick off the holiday season at the Hot Cocoa Hangout Wednesday, December 3rd from 3 to 6 at the Arts Council for Wyoming County on Main Street in Perry. Enjoy a cozy afternoon with carols, cookie and ornament decorating, great conversation, cocoa, coffee, and snacks. It's the perfect midweek hangout to get you in the holiday spirit. Don't miss the Hot Cocoa Hangout Wednesday, December 3rd at the Arts Council in Perry.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Raines and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Raines and Sons, 591-3056.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Tuesday, November the 25th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the green, 67.65. The Dow up 471.12 and NASDAQ higher as well, 230.25. Bitcoin lower, gold lower, euro higher. Over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, January in the red, 57.95. February, 57.74. And March, 57.61. Gasoline lower, nat gas lower, crude oil lower as well. Over to the grains futures prices. Corn December finishing the day slightly lower, 423.5. March 1.5 higher, 438 and a quarter, and May 446 and 3 quarters. Soybean higher, soybean meal higher, soybean oil higher. Wheat December 5 even in the green at 527 and a quarter, March 539 and a quarter, and May in the green as well, 547 and a half. Hard red winter wheat higher here at the end of the day, 513 and a quarter, March 5 and 3 quarters higher at 528 and a quarter. Hard red spring wheat December in the green, 523 and a half, March 2 even higher, 557 and a quarter. Over to the cotton starting December contract, 99 cents higher here at the end of the day, 62.43. March 64.23 and cotton May 65.43. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle December 207 even, February 207.32 and April in the green at 208.57. Feeder cattle January 210 higher, 307.07, March in the green 387, and April 299.40. Lean hogs mixed, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.